99.7 Today FM, Campbell River's hit music station. I'm Ethan Morneau, and I once again had the chance to chat with Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Mayor Adams started things off this week, so let's get into it.
Ethan, I just want to say last week was certainly a week of celebrations, and we've got more coming up with our virtual Canada Day extravaganza that will be coming up. But last week it was the graduation classes of 2020 certainly had a different way of celebrating, and I just want to congratulate all of the graduates and thank all of the students and parents and families, teachers, principals, and very creative grad committees in finding alternate ways to celebrate. The grad parade around town was fantastic, so just wanted to give a shout out to all of the grads and wish them all the best in whatever path they choose forward going ahead. But also on the weekend, Saturday, we had the Pride Day in Campbell River and flew the rainbow flag at the community flagpole down in Spirit Square. And that event, again, was a little bit different than usual, but they complied with all of the social distancing and public health requirements. And then Sunday was National Indigenous Peoples Day, and in recognition of that, we flew the First Nation designed flag by our late dear friend Curtis Wilson from the Wewakum First Nation, and that was flown down in Spirit Square as well over the weekend in recognition of our First Nation partners. And, you know, what we've seen on news broadcasts of what's going on south of the border and around the world reminds us of how understanding and tolerant and respectful we need to be of each other, and to collectively condemn all forms of racism. And as such, Council has joined a number of communities in organizing a pledge to uphold the and promote diversity as the key to our collective well-being. And so we will actively speak in opposition to any form of racism or hate and do what we can to see how we can demonstrate inclusiveness in our society. So really respect all, be kind to each other, is the bottom line.
Right. Okay.
So with that, we've joined together, and with COVID-19 confirmed on Vancouver Island, we do have some good news, and that is that things are starting to reopen. But would ask people to again be cautious, keep your distance, be mindful of all the precautions that stores and businesses have put with the 6-foot markings, the plexiglass. And keep your distance, and if you're not feeling well at all, stay home if you can.
Right. Okay.
So, Ethan, I was hoping to provide you with a bit of an update on what's opening up at the city.
Okay.
So, of course, safety is our top priority. We're continuing to very gradually and, of course, very carefully reopen some access to city facilities. So all the parks amenities that will be open this year are now open. So that's great news for our community. We're currently planning now how to safely increase some access to indoor facilities. So this week, we've had the first couple of days of limited access in the Sportsplex to the weight room, and that's by appointment only. So I would urge your listeners to go to the website and make appointments. Also, of course, our airport terminal has been open since the beginning of June, and we're pleased to see that the airlines are now gradually increasing the number of flights from our community, so that's also good news. At the finance department at City Hall, we've also been open since the beginning of the month, and that's to accept property taxes, pay for dog licenses, garbage tags, those sorts of transactions. We'd also like to just encourage people to use our online platforms, because all of these things can also occur online. So far, things are going very well with our very gradual and careful approach to reopening access to our facilities. And we're really counting on everyone to continue to follow all of the protective health and safety measures that are in place.
Okay.
So, Ethan, with that, while we are opening up as much as we can, there are some facilities that will not be opening this year, and those are for a variety of reasons, but some of the facilities will be closed and programs will not be moving forward. Some of those will be like the Splash Park. There are still concerns. The Centennial Outdoor Pool will remain closed. And while we have opened up the Discovery launch boat ramp at Discovery Harbor and the Big Rock boat ramp with the expanded parking, unfortunately, we are not able to open the Ken Ford for trailer traffic at this for this season. We had a window that we could get that we had to work with DFO to be able to get in there and do that work, which has passed. In addition to the decisions that council had to make regarding lost revenue and financial considerations, so we're doing what we can. But that our ACDEV department is continuing to work with local businesses, and you'll see some downtown where we have expanded outdoor seating to try to create more opportunities for businesses. And if the gray clouds go away and it gets a little warmer, hopefully that will help them out even more. The other thing is that we're also moving ahead with expanding our CR Advantage broadband microfiber in the downtown core, and there'll be some disruption along Dogwood as we lay that fiber on the next part of that project.
Oh, okay. So I was reading your highlights from your latest meeting, and I'm seeing there might be a drive-in movie event planned for Campbell River. Could you tell me anything about this?
Well, we were hoping that might happen, and I did reach out to Chief Roberts because we were thinking that we may be able to tie it in with National Indigenous Peoples Day, but that was an initiative. We haven't heard anything more, so we'll continue to work with the promoter, and if we can do it, it would be great, but there was a limited time, and we'll see if that happens.
Okay. So another highlight in your council meeting was 2019 bylaw enforcement statistics reflecting some concerns about housing and homelessness here in Campbell River. Any comments on this?
Housing and homelessness is an issue right across the country, and
right.
We're certainly no different here in Campbell River, which is why we have been working so hard with BC Housing and the Coalition to End Homelessness here in Campbell River. And some of the things that have happened recently, you know, it was a couple of years ago now where the Travel Lodge was purchased mm-hmm. and turned into affordable housing for McCullough. The Lindis Place, in combination with BC Housing and the Head Injury Support Group here in Campbell River, have now opened, and tenants are moving in to a 27-unit apartment building on 9th Avenue. All of the I's have been dotted, the T's have been crossed for a 50-unit expansion to Rose Harbor for women and children and families at that facility, which will provide more opportunities. And we are actively working with BC Housing on the fire victims, with BC Housing purchasing the Heritage Inn and relocating some of those people there until they can find more permanent homes. And we have some other things that are in the works, so stay tuned.
Thanks again, Mayor Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent, for chatting with me right here on 99.7 Today FM.